This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by our friends at BetRivers. Head on over to BetRivers.com today. Sign up for an account and get yourself in on the action. As always, I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me is the international man of mystery, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, the man in Bogota himself, Taylor Wilson. And Taylor, I know it was an ugly midweek slate for me. How bad was it for you, my friend? Because let me tell you, I was a solid 2-5 for a -3 units, bringing me down to 43.9 on the season.
You're the crown jewel of the show, Tom. We rely on you to save us in these dreary midweek slates. I did a little better, actually, although still down in classic midweek form, 3-5-1. Only down 0.87 units thanks to a big money line hit for Atlanta United in Orlando as Atlanta propels themselves back into the playoff picture. We'll talk about them a little bit later in the show. Not quite, but a big win in Orlando for them and a big close to 2.5-1 to hit. Other than that, it was miserable for me, Tom. I would have been way down, even lower than you in the unit department other than that Atlanta hit. So kudos for the first time in a betting perspective this year that I've said kudos Atlanta United.
Hey, you haven't been able to do that much, but at least you were able to finally get it, and it saves your hits. It saves your bankroll there for the weekend, gets you a little bit better than me. But let's move on into the next week's action. I like a lot on this slate, and a spoiler for everybody, it's going to be a lot of overs. The over prices in this are absurd in a great way this week, in my opinion, and I am taking advantage of several. But right now, NYCFC versus New York Red Bulls right off the top here for us. I am taking NYCFC +130. I'm not taking them. New York Red Bulls, this price has moved since I was doing my prep. It was +210, now +195, and the draw +145. I will still take New York Red Bull +195 if you can't find a 210 price. What has happened to NYCFC? This team has suddenly become atrocious. They've now dropped 4 in their last 5, and it's just a draw keeping it from 5-5. These weren't all good teams either. DC United, Charlotte twice, only winning against Cincy. They have 1 win and 2 draws in their last 10. Now they play a New York Red Bull team who excels outside of their home stadium. Even if they're just heading across the George Washington Bridge, yes, I know that takes you to Manhattan, not the Bronx, but I'm licking my lips at a 2-1 road spot for New York Red Bulls here. They actually play better defense on the road than at home, and New York has struggled to score anywhere. I lean to the over in this game solely on principle. It's a derby, and at -117, New York City's defense has been bad. We could see 3 goals, and -117 is too nice to pass up. So it's 2 plays here for me, Red Bulls and the over.
The NYCFC side of this would push me to the over. The Red Bull side is a lot less consistent in terms of the totals this year, but you're absolutely right about the Red Bulls on the road, Tom. This is a team, approaching kind of being historically great as an away team in this league. The best team on the road in MLS this year at 2 points a game. That's 9 wins, 3 draws, and 3 losses. A lot of teams would be thrilled with that as their home form. For the Red Bulls, that's what they're doing away from home. You're right about NYCFC. I mean, this was a team that we were talking about as a 1-seed contender in the first half of the season. They're the defending champions. And they've been in free fall. We knew that there would be some transition with the manager change. I don't think either you or myself thought the bottom would fall out from under them this strongly, but it has, and it's especially at the defensive end. So I can understand the over department for that. I also am in full agreement on a Red Bulls money line play here, Tom. I will say, you mentioned this thing moved off 210. It was +240 Red Bulls before the midweek games were played. And the Red Bulls, if I'm not mistaken, did not play a midweek game. So there's a ton of movement. I just will remind folks how quickly numbers in this league can move. So if you see a number you like, even if a team has a game in hand before they're going to play that next fixture, if you like the number, I do advise going ahead and taking it, because this is the spot where I still like the Red Bulls a lot at plus 195. You could have gotten them closer to plus 250 just 24 hours ago. So just keep your eye on the numbers. Just a general note there in terms of betting Major League Soccer. Shout out to NYCFC. They did play midweek, getting a Campeones Cup win over Atlas. But other than that, in MLS over the past 9 games, Tom, 1 win, 1 draw, 7 losses. That's the worst form in the league out of anyone, and kind of by far across that 8-9 game stretch. So they've been awful. You're still getting these Red Bull prices, Tom. I know we say it's moved a lot. This is still a good price for Red Bulls on the road at plus 195.
Yeah, complete agreement. And I think that that cup win, frankly, we might get a little bit of a hungover NYCFC team as well. It's all bad news for them, even with that win. That's certainly not going to save their season. And they are coming into postseason time in complete free fall. But one team not in free fall very much, Philadelphia. They're going to head to Atlanta here. This game is a pick 'em, plus 155 each way against Atlanta United. The draw plus 260. The total's at 3.5, plus 138 to the over. It's probably going to hit just given what we've seen Philly do. They've been an absolute buzzsaw. I hate taking road favorites, but at plus 155, I can't not. They're absolute favorites to win it all right now. They may unseat LA for the supporter shield, and they're playing like a team getting hot at the perfect time. Even with the Atlanta win to put themselves back in the playoff conversation, I'm sorry, but I got to take the Union at this price when I can get them.
Yeah, this is the comeback to reality game, I think, for Atlanta. You get a week of thinking, maybe, you know, if this happens, if X, Y, and Z happens, maybe you can sneak into the Eastern Conference playoff picture. A lot has to happen for Atlanta to pull that off. It was a big win in Orlando. I think more importantly than, you know, going there and getting the 3 points was getting a clean sheet, showing some good defensive form on the road, which Atlanta has shown basically at no point this year. I think you can probably throw all that out in this game. Philly, a historically good defensive team this year, but they can also lay 5 or 6 goals on anyone. You take into consideration that Atlanta United, other than that Orlando game, and Orlando game coming off of Orlando's big cup win as well, you know, their priorities perhaps elsewhere with a slightly more secure playoff picture, certainly than Atlanta as well. If you just look at excuses for why Orlando lost that game. But I think the price is only like this because Philly's on the road. I can't really imagine why else you're getting a plus 155 price on the best team in Major League Soccer right now, Tom. I think if Philly's at home, this is one where you and I are trying to bring out the chalkboard and figure out some kind of single game parlay or -1, or you're going -1.5. I'm going -1.25. Just trying to find something to get value on Philly. So to get plus value of any kind, I would take this at plus 105, Tom. I think Philly is that good right now. You take the plus prices where you can get them. Plus 155, it's moved slightly the wrong direction. You could have gotten it a few points better also betting it a day ago, but this is still a good price for a team that I think right now, Tom, with LAFC slide, is in a tier of its own in terms of MLS, you know, power ranking tiers.
Yeah, they simply are all by themselves. The other top teams, and like you said, LA, Austin, all sliding right now. And Philly has just been, Philly's busting out 5-6 goal games. Like, it's light work for them right now. You have to take them here in this spot. You're not crazy to take the over 3.5. Both these teams love to score, and Atlanta hates to play defense. I can't bet it in good conscience, but it's probably going to hit. This could be a 4-5 goal game easily. But let's move on down the slate here. Orlando City versus Toronto. We've got Orlando as home favorites at minus 107. Toronto plus 255. The draw plus 275. Orlando allows a whopping 27 goals at home. 1.8 conceded per match. That is massive. Toronto's played better defense as of late. It's kind of that top-down effect of you have this team running through its Italian offense, and it's alleviated the pressure that the defense has to feel. And it's made the entire team better and lifted them up. But this team needs to be aggressive as they chase points in the playoff race. Their road defense is just as atrocious as Orlando's at home, conceding 1.9 per match on a 2.02 road XGA margin. So I'm not going to take a side in this one. As much as I lean to Toronto, I just simply can't trust them. And if you give me a second to roll to my side here, I can pull up this road record for you for Toronto, but I can tell you it has been terrible. They have just 2 road wins And that is even after you factor in the arrival of the Italians here. I know it's not a full season sample. I can't play a side. I'm going to take the over 2.5 at -157. I'm happy laying a reasonable amount of juice.
Full agreement, Tom. It's kind of crazy how quickly form in this league can shift. We talk about this Toronto team as, you know, once Bernardeschi and Insigne got there, as, hey, maybe the clock will run out on them, but they're going to make a real push here to try to get into the playoffs. Suddenly, it's just one win in five. You mentioned the defensive stuff. It's improved a little bit only because they were awful earlier this year. I mean, historically bad. We talked about them being kind of the ultimate take this, both teams to score, take this over 2.5, over 3, whatever number you're getting, kind of play in the first half of the season. That's still kind of the case with Toronto, though. They've conceded 2 or more in 5 of their last 6. You outlined all of the road stuff. I was not even as aware of the Orlando defensive stuff either. So I'm even more confident after you've painted that picture, Tom. I like the over 2.5 a lot here. Again, if you're someone who's just checking in and, you know, you're used to betting, let's say, the Premier League and the Championship in England, and you're saying, you know, hey, games are off for the next couple of weeks, country's in mourning. I want to go to MLS. I'm going to look at the totals market in MLS. I'm used to betting totals in England. You're going to say, why in the world would you take a -160 price, 160 something price? In this case, 157, I think, is what we're at right now. It's moving around a little. Why would you take that on an over 2.5? Well, it's because this is MLS. You take those kinds of plays here. Anything really on the good side of -175 when the metrics line up, it's usually worth trying just a simple over 2.5 play. I've done them a lot this year. One of the only things that kind of consistently hits along with both teams to score yes plays. So I fully agree with you, Tom. This was -155 earlier. It seems like it's moving slightly in the wrong direction. So get it while it's hot. But over 2.5 Orlando Toronto, full agreement.
There we go. The next game up here, Taylor, the New England Revolution take on CF Montreal. And in this spot, the Revolution +125, Montreal 2-1, and the draw +250 here. And I'm going two plays. I'm officially hopping off the Revolution bandwagon. A loss to Houston. Yes, it was on the road and in the midweek. That's still terrible. I know New York Red Bulls are a good team, so I can forgive the previous loss to them. But this team's a middling 6-6-3 at home this season and simply not scoring goals. They aren't conceding them at home either, but they've scored just 20. I'm going to take two plays here. I'm taking the Montreal 2-1 because Montreal is actually one of the league's more accomplished road squads. 9-2-4 road record here. That is good for, as I pull it up, on the road. Yep, just as I thought. They are second in the league, actually tied on wins with New York Red Bulls. And we've done nothing but talk about how good they've been on the road this season. Montreal is that team. 5 straight road wins, an offense hypercharged with Kai Kamara scoring right now. I'll also play the over 2.5. This is partially as a hedge, partially because Montreal can get 3 on their own in any given week. But if New England is to win this game, they'll have to get 2 goals to do it. A draw, a 1-1 draw kills me both ways, but I like both plays here. I'll take the over 2.5 -140, and I'm taking Montreal money line 2-1.
I've said it for a couple months now. I don't understand these weeks where we're in almost lockstep alliance with some of these plays, and you come out about 7 units ahead of me because of just the slight tweaks that you do, Tom. So kudos to you on your success, but we are fully agreed on 2 separate plays, both of the exact same kind here, Tom. I swear we did not share notes beforehand, folks. I hate to be, hey, the price was better then guy, but the price was better also yesterday on Montreal at +215. It's moving the wrong way as well. So again, another move where get it while it's hot. I think that one gets maybe even closer to +150 by the time this thing kicks off. I don't understand why the number opened up where it did on Montreal. They haven't lost a road game since the 4th of July. New England, meanwhile, they're now behind Atlanta in the Eastern Conference playoff picture. They would basically have to win out. I mean, they could get some luck and do a couple other things, but they basically need a win out to get into the playoffs at this point and have some things go their way. Don't really see that happening. A big drop off in form from last year. We knew it would probably be some regression with some of the players that they lost this year, Buxa, Matt Turner, and others. But not great for the Revs. I think you're in really good shape getting value on a Montreal play here. And like we say, over 2.5, Montreal could help you get there on their own. I don't mind a Montreal over 1.5 team goals bet either. at plus 150, just looking at the value on that kind of a play as well. But I'm going to give myself more flexibility. I usually like to look at the team goals, kind of side bets in spots where the over 2.5 is minus 195 or something. That's not the case here. The value is fine to just take a simple over 2.5 at minus 143. So I'm going to do that as a separate play as well, Tom. I apologize, folks, if you want some variety on the plays. That is a full agreement on both separate plays in that spot with Tom and I.
Hey, just means that we're on the right track, I believe, here. But the Chicago Fire, not on the right track lately. They'll play Charlotte as minus 114, home favorite. Charlotte plus 290 on the road, and the draw plus 265. You could take the Fire money line in this game, and I think you'll be okay. But I'm going to take the over 2.5 instead. I'm loving the prices on overs this week. This is another good one. It's just playing a price. The Fire's last two have both sailed over the total, 4 and 5 goals each, making up for 4 straight unders before that. Charlotte struggles on the road, but they've allowed a monstrous 32 road goals this season. A little bit of bad luck at play when you break down the XG metrics, but I'll play an overprice here on principle and say that Shaqiri can help us out.
I'm staying away from this one, Tom.
I had this marked as a stay away initially. I do not blame you. This isn't my favorite play of the week.
If I were to do anything, I would do exactly what you're doing. We've seen the Chicago floodgates can open up, and certainly Charlotte on the road, just the Charlotte on the road part of this means over is probably going to hit, but I don't love kind of having my entire play dictated by the road team. And a lot of those Chicago unders that you alluded to, Tom, are scaring me off the scent on this one. So I also agree that if you're going to take a side anywhere, Chicago is the side you have to take with how horrific Charlotte is on the road. And Chicago down the stretch, while they haven't been good since that, whatever it was, late July, early August run, they can still pluck off a result, it seems, with a little bit more regularity than Charlotte at this point, who's been pretty awful in the second half of the season. So I would take Chicago. This is one of those where I would try them plus 150 or something. I just cannot take a minus Chicago price at this juncture of the season, Tom. So this is a full stay away from me. I apologize.
I do not blame you at all, my friend. The next game up, though, not a stay away. Austin FC versus Nashville SC. Austin plus 120 at home. Nashville plus 190 on the road, and the draw at plus 275. Austin's finally back to their winning ways with a 3-0 home win over RSL in the midweek. They need to get it back together for the playoffs, or it could be an early exit on an incredibly brilliant season. But if Philly's the hottest team in the league right now, Nashville's got to be the second hottest, with 4 wins and a draw in their last 5, including a 3-0 over Austin 2 weeks ago. I'll stay away from the money line markets here. I'm going to pay the juice on an over 2.5. 4 of Nashville's last five have gone over. Austin hasn't had an under since July 31st. I'll put multiple units on this over 2.5 at minus 162. I could see both money lines here. This might even end up as a draw. There are too many outcomes for me, but I don't see any outcome that doesn't involve plenty of goals.
Folks, you may want to stay tuned for a potential massive over 2.5 every game kind of parlay at the end of the show, because it really is that type of week, Tom. I am in lockstep again. Over 2.5, minus 162. I just think this is one of the money plays of the week, if I'm being honest. Of course, there's a lot of juice to lay there, but I expected this to be closer to minus 200, seeing where some of these markets have gone, and it, in fact, may keep moving the wrong way. Austin, over 2.5 have hit in 9 of their last 10 games. Nashville has hit over 2.5 in 6 of their last 7. I also like both teams to score in this spot, but that's minus 180, so why not take the better play with some flexibility there as well in the over 2.5. For Austin, I think they really do need, they don't need to win this game in terms of the playoff picture, but it would be really good to get a win over a playoff team after this stretch of, you know, okay, they get the LAFC win, but 4 losses in their last 6 coming into this game still, despite a midweek win. They need to try to string some wins together again. They do finish the season out against Vancouver and Colorado, so they could get some of that momentum back going into the playoffs. But you just hope, if you've enjoyed this Austin kind of story from a neutral perspective, you kind of hope they get a little bit of this form and mojo back that they had in that first half of the season, because it feels like they've run out of steam just a little bit. And I know I say that with them coming off of a pretty emphatic midweek win. So let's see if they get it back going, but I don't want to side here. Over 2.5, minus 162.
The next one up, the Whitecaps versus the Sounders. And take a wild guess where I'm going to be going here. Vancouver at home, plus 170. Sounders on the road, plus 140 favorites in the draw, plus 265. Totals 2.5, juice to the over, minus 143. Taylor, we wrote them off. We put the nail in the coffin. We put the dirt in the ground. We said Seattle is done. And now they might actually be able to put it together and sneak in, but they need a win in this spot to do it. They're road favorites, but I refuse to bet this team at this point. I've fallen into the trap of betting based on need too often the last 2 weeks. The results speak for themselves. When you craft this narrative of this team needs this win, it means absolutely nothing to how you should bet it, because guess what? Both teams want to win every game. And they wouldn't need this win if they'd been able to win all the other games that they also needed. But the goal scoring for both of these teams has been plentiful. Seattle's offense has woken up and it's traveled well, scoring at least once in their last 5 road games. Again, the over prices are good this week, and I'm looking to take advantage over 2.5, minus 143.
4 points off a playoff spot at Vancouver, home to Cincy, at SKC, home to San Jose. That's the last 4 for Seattle. We've been looking at this kind of stretch run of fixtures for months now, saying, hey, you know, if they can figure out some kind of form going into that, they may just be able to pull that off. Well, they've gotten some kind of form over the last week, scoring 5 goals in 2 games. That Austin win that they're coming off of is very impressive, despite Austin's kind of mini free fall here late in the season. That's still a good team. It's a team that earlier this year was a very good team away from home, and Seattle smacked them. So I continue to want to say, hey, you know, prove it to me and prove it to me some more for Seattle. But I did say, if they get that Austin win, I'm going to be back on board. So I have to be true to my word, and I am going to be back on board here, and I am going to take Seattle plus 140. I totally understand what you're saying about betting on need, Tom. I do think, though, the Sounders are not only better than Vancouver, they have destroyed this series. Vancouver gets very rattled by it, and they're not really playing for anything at this point either. I also like what the matchup means on paper. The Caps have conceded the 4th most goals in MLS behind just DC, Toronto, and San Jose. They had conceded 8 goals in their last 3 before somehow beating the Galaxy midweek, which we'll talk about the Galaxy in a sec. That team continues to be just an absolute bafflement for me in the betting department. But I think Vancouver's defensive issues that they showed before that clean sheet are going to poke their head out here for a Sounders team that has been, even when losing games, pretty red hot on the attacking end here for about a month. And the Caps, since beating LAFC in early July, have just 2 wins and 12 in MLS, Tom. So I'm not too worried about that. Seattle won the reverse fixture 4-0 earlier this year, and they're in some form right now. So I'm going to try Seattle plus 140. I love the over 2.5 as well. I just needed to try to keep it a little more interesting instead of just doing over 2.5 every game here, Tom. So I would back Tom's play here as well. In fact, I may do it as a second separate play, but my official offering here is the Sounders at plus 140.
The shot at me there, talking about it not being interesting.
Take me too, man.
The absolute bullets I am catching here. All right. We're going to move on to the next game here. Last game of the video listener slate. Columbus Crew versus Portland Timbers. The Crew minus 134. The Timbers 3-1 and the draw plus 310. You know, Taylor, we talked about it. We said Portland or Seattle, like we expect them to get it together. Seattle might still. Portland has 45 points. They are 2 points clear right now in 6th place. They're above the playoff line. And they've been in pretty good form. 4 straight wins for them. You're feeling good if you're Portland right now about where you're coming in here. And Columbus on the other side in this one, they have had 1 win in their last 7 matches. They've also had 1 loss in that time, 5 draws. Absolutely ridiculous. It's been all over the place. Their win came at home. They've had draws in both home and road. But 3-1 on Portland here. I love the Crew. I've bet them too much recently and not adjusted well enough. But 3-1 is too good of a price to get on a Portland team that still needs these wins. And I know I just got done saying you don't bet best based on need, but I'm not. I'm betting based on form. And the form right now for Portland is too good not to take it 3-1 money line.
a very rare Columbus loss in midweek in Miami. This has been a team that's been an absolute draw monster here in the second half of the season. That's just their second loss in, I believe, 18 now since going to Atlanta and winning that game and kind of restarting their season. And then they get the Cucho injection and that attack is good, et cetera, et cetera. We have the same read here. I'm going to do two separate plays and slightly different on the Timber side of things, though, going Timbers tie no bet at plus 220. I just think that's a fantastic price to avoid a result that Columbus has pulled their opponents into a lot over the last couple of months. So you take the draw out of the picture and you're still getting a fantastic Portland price for them to potentially go out and win this. A lot of playoff implications here. This is the 7 seed in the East versus the 6 seed in the West. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's just 1 loss in 7, but just 1 win in that stretch also for Columbus. Portland, it is that late season surge, 4 in a row. You know, these are some good teams they beat in two, Austin and Minnesota. Even if you want to say that those teams were falling, still good wins for Portland taking advantage of that. So I like the Timbers tie no bet at plus 220. I'm also doing as a separate play of both teams to score yes play at minus 175. I understand that price will throw some people off, but I think it's pretty solid here. Portland 15-3 on both teams to score in their last 18, Columbus 12-6 during that same stretch. So I think that's reliable enough for me to try that as well. And you're doing a kind of thing where, look, if you fall into a 1-1 trap or something, you have that tie no bet, so you don't have to worry about the draw happening, and you can at least take your conservative both teams to score money, profiting on the draw in that case as well. So I'm doing two different plays that I think kind of fit together nicely in a puzzle, but they are separate here, Tom.
Well, Taylor, that is going to do it for us here in this one. I like where your head's at on that Portland play. For our audio viewers, stick with us. We'll have the rest of the slate breakdown for you here. And for our video listeners, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at TV at Work. Follow Taylor at ATLT Will with 1L. And of course, follow the Betting Weekly Studios at Because We Win on Twitter to keep up with all of the action. They have the latest and greatest from everything. They've got football. We've got Mike Francesa on a pod now. We've got soccer. We've got all the soccer leagues you could possibly want across the pond. Nigel Seeley and the entire soccer crew is fantastic over there. Check them all out now at Because We Win. That's going to do it for us. Like, subscribe, and share. For Taylor, I'm Tom saying we'll catch you next week, and let's cash those tickets. And all right, Taylor, we continue on here with Sporting Kansas City versus Minnesota. And don't you know that Minnesota is going to be in this game a 230 dog on the road here. SKC minus 104, the draw plus 295. And you know, this pricing actually makes sense. It's such a tough call, but SKC has been good at home. They've won 4 straight now. Minnesota's good and can still do damage, but there's nothing that I want to play here. And then I look at the total market saying, no big deal. I've got old reliable with the 2.5. It's minus 177, and I don't really want to lay that either. I got to pass on this one.
I'll try the Loons plus 230. SKC has been absolutely scorching here for about a month, just 1 loss in 6, a lot of wins in that stretch as well. But I'm going to take the better team in a vacuum, which I still think is Minnesota United, with more to play for. I understand that can backfire in some of these spots where the team that has nothing to play for plays loose and actually plays the better brand of soccer. And especially when you're considering that's kind of been SKC's MO for the last 6 weeks, that would be what scares you off of this. But for United, they really need to kind of get back into things. They got Reynoso back, got that 1-1 draw. And, you know, they had been sliding, you know, even including that result, have continued to slide down to the 5 seed and really only 2 points up on the 7 seed for a team that we were saying, hey, maybe this team finishes in the top 3 in the West just a few weeks ago. So they're playing for a ton. You're getting a price that reflects trend data, reflects the last 4 or 5 games for both of these teams. And I get it. On the season as a whole, though, Minnesota United is a much better team. And again, they're playing for everything right now in terms of getting into the playoffs and playoff seeding, assuming that they do make it in. So usually I don't look too deeply into that kind of stuff, especially in this league where things are just insane week to week. But the reason I'm doing it here is because I think the price is off, Tom, at plus 230 for a team that's better than Sporting. So I get staying away from this one. I think ultimately, though, you take the better team on a better price in this one.
I do not blame you. I think that you have the right call here. I'm just worried about that Sporting KC form. That's all that's bothering me in this spot. You know, if I'm going to take a road dog, I want to take one in a better spot than this. You factor in that they only win about 23% of the time, and that's what keeps me away here. I'm not knocking your play. I like the process. I like everything about it. I just have to take a pass on it. But the next game up, RSL versus Cincinnati. This one is going to be interesting because it's another tough dilemma for me. RSL minus 109, Cincy plus 250, and the draw plus 290. And RSL's been good at home, but Cincy is still a pretty good team. And at plus 250, I like that price an awful lot. They destroyed the Quakes 6-0 in their last home game and are on an unbeaten nine game streak. But only three of those games are wins. So I'm going to play this one more conservative. I'm going to take Cincy plus the half goal at minus 112. I may end up wishing I went aggressive, but I'll take the draw protection in this spot.
Similar read. We'll see if I wish that I went more aggressive as well. I'm going to go Cincinnati draw no bet at plus 175, trying to keep that pesky draw out of this one, like I kind of did on the other side of the other Ohio team earlier in the show. Look, it's 15 games dating back to May without a loss if you take the game in Columbus out of it for Cincinnati. It's been an absolutely insane stretch for them. Of course, the vast majority of those games are draws, so I think the tie no bet is pretty reliable for them, especially when you're getting it at close to 2-1 here in a lot of these plays. So they're right on the playoff line right now. They have a lot to play for. You know me, Tom, I'm not a huge RSL guy either. I've been fading them a lot this year. They don't win a ton of games. They're much better at home than they are on the road. So I'm not going to overlook into this last three games where two of those three were on the road and there was just a wacky 0-0 draw at home against DC United as part of that. But it's still three games in a row where RSL has not scored. That's a little concerning. I think that definitely changes against the Cincinnati defense, but it's enough to keep me out of the over in both teams to score markets. I'm going to try Cincy, draw no bet, plus 175.
You're being just a little more aggressive than I am. I thought about the same thing, and at plus 175, that's probably the better price. Rather than putting up 1.12 units to win one, you're putting up one to win 1.7. The draw monster for Cincy is scaring me. It's such a tough call. Hopefully they just go out and win the game and we both look foolish. But I might be inclined to your play over mine anyway. The next game up here, the Quakes versus Dallas. And this one is in San Jose. The Quakes plus 165 home dogs. Dallas plus 145 as road favorites and the draw plus 260. And road favorites against San Jose are a terrible bet. Even I don't care how good of a team you are. Going into PayPal Park isn't good. This team gets up at home and are a tough travel spot. Four teams this season have won at PayPal Park. San Jose is, of course, one of them. Only three teams have gone in and actually beaten them. They mostly beat up on bad teams and draw good ones, but a plus 260 price on the draw is terrible. You can't take that. Dallas did stomp this team 4-1 in Dallas a few weeks ago, and the over 2.5 at minus 165 is very tempting. Especially with the both teams to score price at minus 190, I think I'll just play the over 2.5 here, but do not take Dallas in this game. Don't get suckered into that thinking it's ridiculous. You get plus 145 on this team versus San Jose. That's a bad bet.
Yeah. So I had two plays written down. The more confident one is full alignment over 2.5. You did do over 2.5, right, Tom?
Yep.
Did you lock that up? Yeah. Over 2.5 play for me as well. Of course, there's a ton of juice, but you're getting a better price in both teams to score. I mean, look, Dallas, other than getting smacked by that red hot Nashville team, has been pretty good for a month, four wins, a draw, and a loss. I would lean to agree on your analysis of the price not being good enough to try Dallas here. You know, it's one of those where Dallas is a much better team than San Jose in a vacuum. San Jose has won very few games in the second half of the season. But your point is taken about a lot of those games ending in draws and plus 145 just kind of being a gross kind of mid-range, middle zone price to try for a team on the road. Dallas also, I think you need to think about their priorities right now. Are they going to catch Austin for the 2 seed? Probably not. you know, it would be nice to stave off the teams below them for the three seed, but they're solidly in the playoffs. They're not one of these teams that's like playing for everything, life or death each night. So I think that's pretty good analysis. I'm trying to think if I want to go a second play and go fully against you and still take Dallas. I think I will just as a fade San Jose at plus 145 as a second play here as well, Tom. But your point is absolutely taken about the price being wrong. I don't know. This is one of those where it's like, do you take the carefree San Jose not playing for anything or Dallas playing for seeding kind of spot? Ultimately it would be a, you think one team's better than the other in a vacuum and you take the plus price. But like I say, I'm way more confident on the over. Tom's on that as well. I'll add a second play Dallas. But kind of out of a, it's not out of necessity. I don't have to do this at all, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I can't do it. I think this probably ends in a draw. San Jose's just good at the weird home games. But if you're going to take it, I wish you luck, and I'm sorry that I absolutely roasted you for it without knowing it.
Take the draw price, though, Tom. Take the draw price.
The draw's a sucker price. At plus 260, I can't take that. If I'm taking a draw, right? Below 3-1, I am not about it.
Yeah, you need three.
Yeah, I just can't do it. The next game up, the LA Galaxy versus the Colorado Rapids. The Galaxy minus 150, the Rapids plus 350, and the draw at plus 310. Total's 3.5 plus 105. You talked about the Galaxy being a frustrating team to bet on. I had the money line, and then I remembered this team's recent form. It's just terrible, Taylor. Terrible. Let me pull it up here for you if I can just find them here. Because they are in their last five overall, it is three draws, a win, and a loss. At home, it still hasn't been that much better. And their most recent loss on the road to Vancouver, 3-0. I can't lay 150 with this team against the Rapids. I know that it's the Rapids. They're terrible on the road, but I can't do it. I've got to pass on this game.
I have no idea how to bet this game. Yeah. I have no idea how to bet this game. The Rapids are close to as bad as anyone. In fact, they are tied for the worst road points per game in the league. One win in 15. They've lost 10 of those 15 on the road. You're in pretty good shape fading the Rapids on the road this season, Tom. The Galaxy going to Vancouver and getting absolutely shellacked, I don't think either of us saw. I had the Galaxy draw no bet. I think it was the first time I've offered a Galaxy play in 2 months. And naturally that happens. This team is absolutely obnoxious in the betting markets. The prices are never good. They're not reliable on the total one way or the other. The one thing I do feel pretty confident in saying is when their defense goes, it goes. They can really look bad defensively in a hurry. If this was any other spot, I'd say, yeah, just manipulate the over and both teams to score even. I don't even like the Rapids to give a goal. Manipulate the over markets and try to do something there maybe. But you can't do that because the Rapids are the Rapids on the road. So I was hoping you would have something for me, Tom, here. But this is a full stay away for me as well.
There are some games that you just have to feel comfortable staying away from, and this is simply one of those situations. There's nothing that I like here. There's nothing you like here. It's totally fine for us not to have a play on this game. The next one up, I'm curious for your thoughts on Inter Miami taking on DC United. DC plus 138, Miami plus 170, and the draw plus 260. I want to take Miami, but in road form, they haven't won on the road since I have to go all the way back here to April 17th. That's the last time Miami. I'm sorry, August 4th. That is a lot more reasonable. But that's the only win in between that span. It's been awful. Three straight road losses for them here to the Crew, New York, and Chicago. And the Chicago one was terrible. Yes, then they go out and beat the Crew at home in the midweek. Now they go to face DC coming off that midweek game. I don't think I can lay a 170 here. Over 2.5 at minus 136, I'm a little intrigued by, though, because if you look at this team here, they've gone over in 6 of their last 7 games. And DC, it's not like they have a great defense here. They're giving up 26 goals at home. The problem is they've had some shutouts in there. They shut out Salt Lake. They shut out Colorado. I'm concerned about betting an over because they also love to get shut out as well, and you might not be able to get all of the goals you need. Is this another stay away? I think it is. I can't play anything.
I think the only thing you can bet is the over. I'm going to try over 2.5 at -136 is where we're at current time of recording. +170 is not good enough for an atrocious Inter Miami team on the road. In fact, if I'm being honest, Tom, and this is not an offer or a play, if I were to do anything here, I'd probably try DC. I mean, that's how bad Miami's been on the road, and DC's been playing a little bit better here of late until they went to Kansas City. The nil-nil games, okay. That's basically an exception to the entire season for DC, where they've been the worst defensive team in the league. You pair that against an Inter Miami team that's pretty reliably gone over here of late. They were a pretty good under team on the road earlier this year because they'd often not give you that goal that you kind of need from at least, you know, from your losing team in spots like this, if that's how you're reading this game. I have no idea on the side, though, so I'm not taking one of those. And I do think, despite those nil-nil games, you got to look at the macro data still with DC. First half of the season, second half of the season, doesn't really matter. Home versus away doesn't really matter. It's not like Miami where you're betting completely on, hey, this team is atrocious on the road. You can rely pretty solidly on DC overs to hit this year. You would not have gotten an over 2.5 at this price at most other spots this season. This is a reaction to the nil-nil games a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to take over 2.5. This is a gross game, though, Tom.
It is a very gross game. I certainly don't want to watch it. But the last game should also be pretty gross, and the line is even more gross. LAFC versus the Houston Dynamo. We saved the worst for last here. LA, -400 at home. The Dynamo, 8-1 dogs. And the draw, +540. I almost have to take a play on the draw just for the pure principle of it. Like, this price is so absurd that I almost have to do something, but there's no, again, I'm sorry, no play. What are you supposed to bet on this game, Taylor?
I'll take one for the team, and I'm just going to take Dynamo +800. I don't care, because here's the thing.
It's a unit.
It saves like the season on units. I am so mad at the numbers here. This is me lashing out, you know, being a rebel, getting mad, because even earlier in the season, Tom, before we had any kinds of LAFC concerns, this would be one where we have to throw our hands up and say, I don't know, what are you doing? -1.5? -2? Like, what are you playing here? Maybe a team goals bet, if you're so inclined. That would probably be where I look, as I think this one out aloud on the program and see that it is over. So even on that, you're laying juice on an over 2.5 team goals bet for LAFC at -117. They have not been reliable enough here, Tom, of late to try something like that. Other, you know, possibilities just to think this one out, parlaying LA on the over 1.5 with the money line gives you on the over 1.5 total. Sorry, gives you a -295 price. LA -1 is -278.
It's insane.
I mean, that's absolutely insane for this league, Tom. That would be crazy in England. That's insane in Major League Soccer. So this is just me being absolutely livid on the numbers. I don't think Houston's going to win this game. LA will probably win it by like a goal, and we'll all say, all right, yeah, there was never a play on this to begin with. So I'm going to take the Dynamo +800 because I'm super mad.
Just do it. Just do it. All right, Taylor, that's going to do it for us here on the show. Do you have a parlay for us here today?
Yeah, I just this week where we're doing so many over 2.5s at -160, -170, I figured I might as well pair a few of them together. So I'm going to have a 4-leg parlay, all over 2.5s. It's an over 2.5 bonanza. Atlanta, Philly, Orlando, Toronto, Revolution, Montreal, and Austin, Nashville. All four of those legs over 2.5 as I pull up what the price was. Not a crazy one, +578, Tom, on the 4 legs, but I feel pretty confident on all of them.
All right, Taylor. I like it. I like it. My play is, I feel really confident about mine too, which means it's definitely not cashing. It's a simple 4-teamer. Well, maybe not simple in 4 teams, but I'm taking the Red Bulls to win +195 now over NYC. I'm taking the over in that same game to combine for plus 370. Then I'm going to add the Union plus 155 moneyline pick 'em at plus 155. And I'll wrap that all up with Revolution Montreal minus 143 on the over 2.5. 19-1 payout.
Wow. Wow. Well done. Yeah. Throwing in a Red Bulls play, throwing in a Philly play when both those prices are very good on those good teams in those spots. So makes sense. It's probably more logical than me just pairing together four huge juiced minus bets and getting a not even a 6-1 payday. So there we go.
If you want to get real nuts with it, throw in that Austin Nashville over 2.5, it goes to 32-1.
Whoa. Why not?
That'd be big. I will have a, again, it's a lottery ticket, but I'll have a parlay this week. There are too many good overprices to pass up, but that's going to do it for us here. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Follow us on Twitter at TV at Work, ATLT Will with 1L. And of course at Because We Win on Twitter. Follow the entire Betting Weekly team. They're off to a fantastic start for the European soccer seasons. We've got football content. We've got golf content. We've got tennis content. I know Nigel's killing it in tennis, just destroyed the US Open. And we've got cricket. We've got more. We've got anything you could possibly want at Because We Win on Twitter. And don't forget to sign up for a BetRivers account at BetRivers.com today. That'll do it for us. We will see you next week. Let's cash those tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.